I don't suppose there's many of you people down there who have ever stood and watched a sculpture at work. In fact, I'd hazard a guess there'd be quite a few of you who wouldn't even know what it was, what a sculpture did. But for the benefit of those people, now let me tell you that a sculpture was the first highly skilled operator that had to work with flax scrub after the farmer was finished with it. And he worked in atrocious conditions in a hell hole that they called a Scotch mall. And now, there was one common denominator that you could apply to all Scotchers, and that was the fact that they'd all a drink problem. I think it has something to do with the conditions under which they worked. Now, this poem was written by W.F. Marshall, and in it, I always thought that Marshall was being a wee bit too sore in these men, the Scotchers, I mean. Because I can tell you from personal experience that there are some damn good men among them. Men that you could travel the country now from Mullinhead to the Cove of Cork, and you couldn't come up with one single solitary individual that would be able or willing to stand their shoes. But anyway, this is the poem as the great man wrote it, and I like to call it The Drunken Scotcher's Son. So this is how it goes. There were no great offset anywhere, the Scotchers at times ago. For drink, that followed them like a curse, what rot among the toe. Replenishment, that have little or known except in what they'd steal, and then make their children go out and beg for Copen's engine mail. I knew a Scotcher once, he wrought in shame. He was a drunken scrub, but he reared a son, and I mind that son a smart wee lump of cob. His clothes were like wings, even his cap was torn, and his fire was the fire of the kill. And he went to school in his wee bare feet, and he never got half his fall. Above the mill, there was this big steep hill where he could see to the graveyard wall, to the market house, and the station gates, and the new high burning hall. You could hear him singing going up that hill, but God knows why he sung. Because the people said he'd see the day when his da was sure to be home. When the 12th was near, he'd march the roadways, drumsticks in his hand. Boy, he was good at the double roll and the lid of an old tin can. He played his lone, for the other wains was ashamed of him and his rags. So he trundled his hoop, and he wadded the burn, and he yelled for spectacle bags. I mean, they used a cup with me, the ploughing had just begun. And as I watched him, leading the horses round, that drunken Scotcher's son, was little I thought that in times to come, aye more than a son he'd be. For his father died in a weather shock, and he come to live with me. He was odd, in a way, for I think he heard what nobody else could hear. And he seen what I could never see, although my sight was clear. The top of a hill bewitched him still, the fire at the mountain's rim, but the best of all was a running burn, because he said that song to him. It was them that took it on themselves to say he was sure to turn out wild. But that young lad grew, till he grew man big, but he kept the heart of a child. The longer he lived about the place, the less I had to fear, and there was never a word for him to me, but done me good to hear. But I'm lonesome now, for you went away, and my sight is getting dumb. But I didn't ask to hold him back when I needed men like him. He's sleeping now, where the poppies grow, and a coat that the bullets tore. And what use is a wheen of medals to me when my own wee lad's no more?